BBC Scotland. Feet cross a stage, then a man appears in a spotlight. He's in his 20s with short brown hair. His hazel eyes scan a packed room and fall on an attractive young woman in a pink dress. He lifts up a microphone, then suddenly water is pouring down on him from above.
Mikey! Mikey!
He's in the shower.
Mikey!
Hannah, I hear you for fuck's sake! Some people need to think why these kids are on the brink. Dad's needles in the sink and mum's heavy on the drink. Trying to sleep for school but they can barely get a wink because police have hit the house. Another night, another incident. And most prisoners can relate. That's not
a tower block, heroin being cooked up on a spoon, drugs being weighed on scales, a pile of knives and a hammer, Edinburgh from the air, then a drugs deal on an estate. A fist bump, kids in a playground, then Mikey opening the shower curtain and staring at us. The Grey Area, written and directed by Gary Anthony Fraser, written and produced by Gary Torrance. The woman from the club is looking at a video of Mikey on her phone. He's holding an ultrasound scan.
This is us. I love you so much.
Her smile fades, then she looks at a baby in a high chair. Mikey's in the kitchen, handing cash over to a guy with a weasel face.
Treat you wrong. It's quite a bit short this week, brother.
A bit short? Mikey, you'll be a bit short if I chop your fucking legs off.
Only fuck, brother, you can have it. In some weeks or so, it'll pick up.
Do you know the difference between a reason and an excuse?
No.
Well, neither do I, wee man. You go on, stay there.
Buddha goes to the door.
Neil.
Hi, man.
Could we get a wee patsy, aye?
You know, what have I told you?
What?
Phone before arriving with the prize. That could have been the busies at the door.
The girlfriend sweeps by and gives Buddha a dirty look. Dino puts a bag of pills on the table, then wipes his face with a tea towel.
What's that?
What do you think it is? That's the debt that you're going to pay off.
I can't do nothing with pills, Buddha.
As Dino has a wee snort off a snuff spoon, Buddha's lips curl up into a smile.
Mikey, for a minute there, I thought you were trying to take the cunt out of me.
Think we're cunts, Mikey? Just do what you're fucking tell.
Buddha fixes Mikey with a look, then follows Dino out, pausing to look at Mikey's girlfriend as he goes. As soon as they've gone, she watches them from a first floor window. Buddha looks up at her and puts his finger to his lips.
Babe.
Don't. No, this isn't what I signed up for, Mikey. You're better than that.
Do you want to eat this shithole or no, Hannah?
We agreed. This doesn't happen in our home.
She chucks the bag of pills at him, then storms past. Mikey steps out into the stairwell, takes a pinch of white powder out of a baggie, then snorts it off the back of his hand. A tower block rises up outside the window. Hannah has long straight brown hair and is wearing a pink dressing gown. She's tucking their smiley baby girl into a Moses basket when Mikey comes back in.
Babe. When was the last time we went out and had a good weekend?
You're out plenty. It's me who never gets out of the house.
Listen, your mum and dad love having Lauren. We'll take her there for the weekend. Go clubbing. Just me and you. What'd you say?
He kisses her neck, then she turns to face him.
You're actually going to show face at my mum and dad's this time?
He nods.
Mm. I love you. You know that. Just don't cry. Come here.
He looks at her, his eyes heavy with desire. She leans forward, and as he cups her face, they share lusty kisses. In a grey sky, a flock of pigeons flies past a clock tower and a CCTV camera lamppost. At a curved concrete block of flats, a middle-aged woman with greying bleached hair is sorting her washing on the balcony when a younger woman and teenage boy walk past.
Hiya, Mum!
Hiya.
Hello. See you in a wee minute.
Marcus, that's Stephen and Heather. You getting up for a cup of tea?
A bleary Marcus hides a sheet of foil and tube under his bed.
Lazy bastard.
Hey, Mum.
Oh, hiya.
You all right?
I am all right.
Good.
Oh, hi, darling.
How are
you doing? I'm all right.
What, next year?
Oh, we used to do Jujon.
Here, I'll jump for a seal.
No, you're not. Sit down. You're going absolutely nowhere. Put the telly on.
The lad pretends to put on the telly, but then heads through the door to Marcus's room.
I'm going to have to phone the social
The fair-haired boy has a shaved head with a longer, floppy fringe. He steps inside, then reaches for a knife off a chest of drawers. After pulling out the blade, he tosses the knife from hand to hand to feel it. Behind him, Marcus sits up on the bed.
What have I been teaching you?
Eh?
What have I been telling you?
Oh, I like my prince.
He wipes the blade on his top.
What are you going to do if somebody comes at you with a blade?
I'd run like fuck.
You're always going to be running then, eh, silly cunt? No, there, on the arm. Day like that, you'll lose your fingers on the blade.
The younger woman appears.
What's going on?
No, he's just teaching me self-defence, it's alright.
It's alright? No, it's not alright. Get in this room! I can see you. You should know better.
Shut it, you. Get the fuck out of my room.
Fucking stay to you.
Fucking bad.
He picks up his foil and tube. Later. Marcus snaps awake, then leans out of his bedroom window.
Is there any chance you can help me out?
No, do one.
I know all the years I've helped you.
Listen, you come chucking stains up at my window again, I'll boot you up and down the street.
You just pray fucking God, fuck you and fuck your fucking stuff. And I'll tell my boyfriend he better fuck eat you.
Is that Stephen you're speaking to? Because he's went AWOL.
Hanging with a gang in a park, Stephen sees he has seven missed calls from his mum.
This banging party, I was pure swedged up my nap, eh? Fuck, I couldn't fucking get up to beg, eh? I was fucking shrunken, man, like shrimp dick to the max. I was fucking raging wet, man.
Sorry, Dumbies, a floppy helicopter to a safe.
Oh, man, that's all I could fucking do. Terrible.
Yeah. I've got these pills if any of you want them. They're a tenner each.
Funny money,
what are they?
T2s.
What are they?
Just T2s, mate.
Sounded spunky, I'll take two. Sound funny?
You can't handle it, man.
Well, my money ain't fucking good enough, mate.
Right then, but you've got to take a whole one now, though.
Push to me.
It's easier, mate. One, take two.
Same. Right now?
Yeah, now.
Stephen knocks back the two pills, the bottle of booze.
He's as that.
He's up right now.
He's gonna be a wide old cunt now, then, eh?
Aye, we're 3:45.
Aye, so you can shut that now. That's enough for you, aye. No bar on me.
Big man time.
Be away with it. Soon, bro.
No bar,
mate.
No bar.
On the estate, Mikey's sitting in his car when a shifty-looking guy with his hood up climbs into the back. Mikey weighs out a small bag of gear on a set of portable scales. Then he puts the scales away.
You ken the difference between a reason and an excuse, Deke?
No, I'm not.
No?
Neither do I. But I do ken if you fuck up with the money this time, I'm going to stab you to bits, you understand that, eh?
Mate, you care more later, Mickey. I would fucking...
Shut the fuck up, Deke! I'm no interested! Take this and get the fuck out my car.
Cheers, my fucking legend, mate. Honestly, it'll be as soon as possible. Swear, Mickey, cheers.
In the park, a young girl with long dark hair goes in and out of focus. Stephen's now off his tits with his eyeballs on stalks. She cackles in his face.
Check Stevie's pure rubber!
Jaw stiff and eyes like saucers, Stephen stares at the sea of laughing faces all around him. Clamouring arms reach out to jostle him. Now it's gotten dark and Stephen's still surrounded by the gang. He pulls off his top, then bare-chested, starts running across the park. He's still as high as a kite and wide-eyed. now his mouth wide open in a silent scream. With his pupils dilated, Stephen falls backwards onto the purple sheets of his Uncle Marcus's bed. Later, he's crashed out, and his Gran Barbara looks in on him while on the phone.
Ah, he seems all right. I'll see you when you get here.
Stephen's mum, Heather, arrives at the flat, where Marcus is lying a bit out of it on the sofa.
Where is he? Is he in Marcus's room?
Never got to his bed till four.
And I bet you slept through all of this, eh?
Fuck out my face, you.
Stephen? Stephen? You alright?
Oh, fuck.
Mum, you need to come through here, please. Oh, honey, what have you done? No. Come on, babe.
What's
please.
Wrong?
I don't know. What's happening?
He was alright last night. He was on something, but he was alright.
On something? He was on fucking what?
I don't know.
I'll go and just get some water or something, for God's sake.
What's going on?
What have you done?
You serious?
I am serious. Look at him. What's he on?
I don't fucking know.
Ivory, what's he on?
What have you fucking taken? What have you taken?
Sweeties.
Who gave you the fucking sweeties? Who gave you them?
You told me not to grass.
Listen, me man, you're not going to get into any bother. Tell me who gave you the sweeties.
As Stephen lies in a pool of green bile, Marcus sighs, then stands up and gets his blade and hoodie.
Where are you going with that?
No fucking way, where do you think I'm going?
You're a piece of shit, Marcus.
Where do you get these wee fuckers that gave him the pills?
What, an end up like dad rotting in a cell? Is that what you want?
Marcus leaves the flat. Spunky and another guy are sitting chatting on the estate.
Where did you end up last night?
I was in Granton.
And if I went to Pennywell Road, the house was bouncing.
Oh, what, you should text me, mate?
Yeah, I had a shitload of pills and everything.
Oh, fuck.
Marcus strides over.
You got wee Stevie melted last night. I know things about you and your daft brothers. We gave him the pills.
Spunky suddenly takes off across the estate. He runs down concrete steps and through an underpass, with Marcus chasing after him. Spunky climbs up onto a high wall, where a breathless Marcus and his blade can't reach him.
Hey, like, look at the state of you. You can't even catch a cold, you fucking junkie bastard.
You want a hand?
You fucking idiot.
Spunky jumps down the other side, leaving Marcus doubled over and spitting. Later, Marcus walks back across the estate. He's around 30, stocky and with a shaved head, and has an old slash scar across his cheek. Stephen's lying unconscious in hospital with an oxygen mask over his face. As an ambulance arrives at the hospital, Heather's having a smoke outside and Barbara's making a call. Marcus is searching his room.
Fuck! 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 Mum, it's me, I'm here.
I'm just phoning.
Put Heather on.
Hold on a minute. Oh. What do you want?
Where's my gear?
Well, I flushed them.
You fucking stupid cow.
Are you being serious? The busies might come around because of Stephen.
He drops the phone and sinks down a wall.
Hey, thanks for asking for Stephen. It's a bastard.
In a flat, a rapper standing at a mic.
It's hereditary, and since you left the belly, you were cleansed into a life that you were meant to bury. Lay your body with the victims in the cemetery, or past addicts in your family dead already. Our neighbors hear the
screams. People come and go in the makeshift recording studio. A guy in a hat with glasses is at a mixing desk, bopping with a headphone held to one ear.
Family tree, problem isn't original, or the label is criminal. As a stereotypical vision, that's always cynical of addicts like my father, living so bitter.
Mikey's sitting listening when he gets a text from Buddha that says, sweeties are snide, don't put them out.
Jeez, you nailed that for him, man. What do you reckon?
I don't know, let me hear it again, I might do another one.
Yeah, man. Mikey, that's you.
Bro.
Yo.
That's you, man. Let's do this.
You sound a man.
Mikey steps up to the mic.
See how it goes. Literally just wrote it, aye?
He puts on headphones.
Hey. Hey, turn up, Manny, man. Hey, hey, again. Can barely hear myself back, mate. I'll just go for that. I'll go. Have you ever heard the saying, take the good with the bad? Because if there wasn't any bad, then there wouldn't be good. So did they really want the bad to be good? Think of the truth.
Come on, man. That's about half of what you got.
Mate, I can barely hear myself back on these shitty headphones.
Can't hear yourself. Four times, yeah. Can't hear myself. Come on, man. What's going on?
I'm telling you, mate. I can barely hear myself back.
Bro, come on, man. You want to take this serious or not?
Take it seriously like who, your boy? Did I take this seriously? I don't know, boys. Give me a minute, Manny.
I don't think he's taking it seriously.
I know, man.
Outside, Mikey sparks up a crack pipe and takes a long drag, holding the smoke in for a bit, before slowly blowing it out through his ring-shaped mouth. As the drug takes hold, he visibly relaxes and leans back. Colourful lights blur, then visions of Hannah and baby Lauren flash through his mind. It's daytime, and Dina and Buddha are keeping an eye out as they cruise the streets with Dino driving.
That's me, Peter. Happened to me, man. Listen, how many of them up in that flat? There's three cunts up in the flat. Look, me man, stay there and just phone me or Dino, right? If anybody moves out that flat, and we'll be there soon. Right, we chat. Chill.
Buddha and Dino exchange a look. Moments later, Wee Pete's waiting for them as they pull up on the estate outside a tower block. They get out, and Buddha puts on black leather gloves.
At 7:48, this came out.
So cameras up there, wee man.
Damn it.
Positive.
Definitely no, Buddha. I've already checked.
You come with us, wee man.
The three of them set off, then later step out of a lift on the fifth floor. Dino leads the way up to a flat door, where he peers through the letterbox. He looks, then listens. Stepping away, he beckons Pete to the door. Then he hides around a corner with Buddha and gets out a hammer. Spunky's with two mates.
I'm gonna fucking do it then.
His heavy-set mate gets up.
You got any pals?
The guy opens the door.
What did you just say? I've got the fucking money.
I've got fucking money too, you wee prick.
What are you gonna do, you fucking fat bastard?
What the fuck did you just say to me? Fuck!
Dino brings the hammer down on the guy, then strides in.
Fucking sit down, yous two.
I don't know what's worse. The fact that I've been sold snidey fucking pills, or that yous are selling sweeties for one of my stashes.
As Spunky and his other mate sit bricking it, Dino steps forward with a hammer. As darkness falls, lights go on and off inside a block. In hospital, Stephen's eyes snap open. A guy's walking through the estate, listening to music on his headphones. He pulls off his headphones, then peers up into the sky. A helicopter is hovering overhead. The guy carries on his way. Nearby, Mikey approaches his silver hatchback, then stops to take a call. Pushing Lauren in the pram, Hannah looks at him. Then later, once the baby's strapped in, Hannah joins Mikey in the front and gives him a smile. Later, they pull up in a sunny street of terraced houses. Hannah gets out, then comes around to the pavement side to lift Lauren out in her car seat, while Mikey leans against the driver's door and checks his watch. From inside, Hannah's dad watches Mikey disapprovingly, then Hannah's mum carries the baby carrier in.
Oh, my wee girl. Yes, beautiful. Big girl. Hello, honey.
Hi.
Oh, I've missed you.
I missed you too.
2 minutes, big man. I need to take this.
Gorgeous. Mikey steps outside.
Here we go. Isn't she big?
Beautiful.
Oh, I've not seen her for ages, have we?
It's been a while, eh? Be stranger.
She misses you. Huh? Oh, yeah. I remember when you were that size. You were all smiles. Don't get many smiles from your mummy now.
Mum, stop it.
Hey, you talk to your mother like that.
He looks at Mikey.
And he want the fucking excuses.
Didn't they raise you like that?
Hannah gives her dad a look. Mikey comes back in.
Sorry, folks. I had to take that one.
So what are you doing for work nowadays?
Alan.
What? Only asking laddie what it is for a job.
We get by. Do we know, babe?
Well, it's nice clays. Wee motor and that. Must have a good job, son.
Come on. We're moving. Time to go.
Hannah gets up.
We're going clubbing anyway.
Hannah and Mikey leave, and Alan shakes his head in despair. Later, the couple are driving in the car, and Hannah seems lost in thought. Now, they're in their stairwell.
I've never liked me. You know, in fact, if Lauren was someone him like me, he'd probably wouldn't like me,
or. Oh, it's not who you are, Mikey, it's what you are.
And what am I, Hannah? A parky?
Oh, grow up, Mikey! It's not about the colour of your skin. It's because you're dodgy. He's no stupid, he knows where you get your money.
I spend the money on you for shite like this.
He starts getting changed at the mirror.
Where are you going?
I'm going out.
I thought we were going clubbing.
I'm not going out when you're like this. Go and phone your badge pals, bring them round. Bad move me.
Later, he looks up at Hannah, watching him from the window, then gets in his car and takes off. He drives through the streets with a distracted frown. A variety of high-rises and blocks of flats as daylight starts to fade. Mikey's now out on the estate. He does one deal with a guy on the street, then another through the driver's window of his car. Now it's dark, and at the flat, Hannah's sitting with a sad and distant look in her eye. Mikey arrives at a club and is greeted by a couple of guys by the door. At the flat, Hannah looks at her phone with a sad smile, then a tear trickles down her face. Now with a drink, Mikey chats with one of the rappers from Manny's flat. Hannah takes a sip from a large glass of white wine, then turns up the stereo. As Mikey's snogging the face off a woman with long blonde hair, Hannah's standing in a short black satin dressing gown over her bra and knickers, drinking wine and swaying to the music. Against a wall, Mikey's hand caresses the woman's tattooed thigh as he feels up between her legs. Hannah's now in tears. Mikey puts a tab on his tongue, then the woman's, then they snog. Hannah tearfully rips open the bag of sweeties Buddha gave him, the round white pills spilling over the floor. The woman's now gone down on Mikey, her blonde head bobbing rhythmically. A drunken Hannah pops one pill, then another. Mikey takes a drag on a crack pipe as the woman carries on down below. Hannah's now dancing with a glazed smile on her face. Then, with her eyes closed, she suddenly falls back onto the sofa and the full glass of wine goes flying from her hand. She's now slumped, her teeth are clenched, and her eyes are flickering uncontrollably behind her eyelids. Mikey's face contorts as he rides out the high. Bathed in pink light, his face finally relaxes. Now Hannah's still slumped on the sofa, her bare legs visible through the doorway, as someone backs away, out of the flat, and closes the door behind them. Mikey's at a support group.
You know, I've missed out on that much with my son growing up all these years. Just all the stuff like taking him to school, being there for him at nights. I'd eventually like to take my son in, but I don't know how I'm going to look after him. because I can have a look after myself at some times, you know, I struggle.
Your progress in this room is completely inspiring, Frank. You're going to be an inspiration to your son, too. You know that, yeah? All right. Thanks for sharing that, Frank. Yeah. Listen, before we wrap it up, I have a little bit of announcement to make. Marcus, clean for 9 months, my man. That's absolutely fabulous.
Thanks, Tom. It means a lot. You know, life is good right now. Like when I started to believe that I could stay clean, I accepted that I had a higher power in my life. And if I keep doing what I'm doing, a day at a time, I'm in with a shout. And I just want to thank you guys for your support. It really does mean a lot. And I just want to let you know that I'm also here for yous as well. Thank you.
All right, let's wrap this up, guys. Who's in charge?
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Keep coming back. It works if you work it, your life if you don't.
In black and white, a flashback to Mikey returning from the club that night.
Hannah.
He checks her neck for a pulse. He cradles her in his arms, then hurries out of the block, running down a nighttime street, then stopping with his hands behind his head, distraught. Stephen's glowering and practicing being hard in a mirror.
Bang! Raj! Who are you growling at, you wee prick? Get your fucking eye out! Come on then!
Stephen! What are you doing?
You're supposed to knock.
Fair enough, but...
In Edinburgh, as tourists pose for photos with the Greyfriars Bobby dog statue, two guys on a motorbike pull up outside a small t-shirt shop. Stephen runs in, wielding a sword.
Just put the money in the fucking bag before I slice you, you silly cunt! Fucking move!
Outside, the bike won't start.
Fucking piece of shit, bike man! Fucking silly cunt, I've no got a bed! Fucking hurry up, you fucking weasel, come on then! Fuck! Move!
The stoner assistant finally hands over a bag and Stephen dashes out.
Fucking move, man. What are you doing? Fucking move! Stay back!
Holding a metal bar, the assistant stops and Stephen and Spunky ride off. Later, they find some 20s in the bag.
That girl was fucking popping himself.
No, he's thinking he can come out and chase us with a weapon in the back.
Yeah, look at that. That's easy to hold up.
Marcus and Mikey.
How are you getting on with the hoosh?
To be honest, mate, struggling.
Eating in the day? Listen, I know you're probably struggling with this family therapy. I had the same thing, to sit down with my wee ma, to sit and listen to all the hurt and all the pain that I put her through. Just push through it, be worth it. How long have you been clean now?
9 weeks.
Well done, man. Good on you. How are you finding the abstinence thing?
Talking all that joint, mate.
Take you back to the pain, bro. Remember, Mikey, denial's not just a place in Egypt.
Cool, Marcus, bro. I'll let you go, man.
Listen.
Right. I appreciate it.
At the community centre.
Hey, Mikey. So you ready to go in?
I'm not sure anymore, Tom.
Yeah. Well, look, like I said at the meeting, you know, this is kind of essential for your recovery. You do this, you know, maybe a big weight will be lifted off your shoulders, my man.
As Tam gives Mikey a supportive hug, Hannah's mum and dad sit watching through a door pane. Tam opens the door, then Mikey steps into the room and sits down across the table from them. Alan glares at Mikey, while his wife's eyes are red with tears.
I think we should all start off by stating what each of us wants out of this meeting. Yeah? Alan? Do you want to start?
No.
Well,
And it's been months since Hannah. And we're not anywhere close to healing. But we like to think that we might start to find peace.
I want to know why he's here.
We're here to understand Mikey's motivations.
What is she, my daughter?
You fucking kidding?
Okay. Let's just hear what everybody has to say, yeah?
I'm a good dad.
No, son. You're a good drug-dealing, junkie, crack-smoking dad. That's what you are, son.
Alan, please.
No, Janet. Junkie. That's what you are.
I'm away for all that shit.
You're away for it now, but you couldn't get away for it for her, Hannah. No. You're weak, son. Weak.
We're glad you're here, Michael.
Janet, it's not even his name.
Look, I'm sorry. God knows that I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Do you have any idea how sorry we are? We didn't have a daughter anymore. We didn't have a daughter to feel sorry for. Sorry doesn't cut it, son. Sorry doesn't bring our daughter back, does it?
Damn, I'm not fucking doing this.
No, you stay here.
Mike!
You stay, face up to it. I'm sorry.
Mikey!
Sorry, Alan. Tom, this should never have happened. This is far too soon. This was a mistake.
Janet sobs her heart out in Alan's arms. Mikey sprints along a street, then later paces in a flat. This new flat's less homely than the one he shared with Hannah. He starts writing in a notebook.
When I needed love, Hannah always done it best. But I don't know how to act, it makes her upset. My life is difficult at times, I'm under stress. But she deserves the best, nothing less.
He writes it down.
She was there when I had nothing left. Hannah always does it best, upset, under stress. She was there when I had nothing left.
Standing in the open balcony doorway, he gazes out across the city, mouthing the words. Then, with an air of defeat, he scrunches up the page from his notebook. Now he's holding in both hands a framed photo of Hannah. She's smiling and wearing the strappy, figure-hugging pink dress. Then he has a vision of her in the same dress in the packed club, glaring at him. At Manny's flat.
TC, that's my clan, my bros. EH 17 boys on road. Still with the packs like I don't know now. Getting out and about trying to make that go. Pure compose when I'm up my toes. Bagging bits, no talking holes. And far for the bits because I get some daffy rap. G flex and P my gold. Make the other one now.
The black guy's rapping for a small and multiracial crowd. Mikey arrives and is greeted warmly by a few of the guys, including the white man who was rapping the time he was there before.
Didn't care if you were going to make it tonight.
See, to be honest, mate, it's only him keeping my head together.
You know, Manny's got this EP launch on Friday. You need to get on that shit, eh?
We'll see about it, Robbie, my man, right?
Mikey gestures to a rapper and is about to head over when Deke intercepts him.
Mikey, a few of the box of toys after a bit of weight for your holding. Sort of, sort of,
nah, don't do that anymore, my man.
You can cut a bit nervous, by the way.
What is?
Well, the fact you're walking away for it all, but you're still right here.
I'm doing it for my daughter, mate.
You tell yourself that, mate.
Oi, Deke, don't ever speak out the side of your neck to me.
Chill, man, have a drink.
Mikey angrily grabs the drink, goes to greet the rapper, then stands with his back against a stenciled wall. The room's bathed in pink, green and blue alternating lights. Mikey looks round and catches Manny watching him from the decks. A mic's resting on a monitor between them. After considering for a few moments, Mikey steps forward, grabs the mic, then turns to the room.
Oh,
When I needed love, Hannah always done it best. But I don't know how to act, it made her upset. My life is difficult at times, I'm under stress. But she deserved the best, nothing less. Cause she was there when I had nothing left. All these fake friends, I had enough of them. All these fake friends, I had enough of them. But I've been thinking, should I find a job? Should I chase this dream of mine? Feel like picking up the phone and Chucky and a key of white. Hate when they refer to my future as being bright. Cause it's hard not to feel like half a man when you're not eating right. And I'm not eating right, man, I barely sleep at night. Feeling like all I see is darkness when I'm dealing white. Hey, all I fucking see is darkness.
As he strides off across the room, his friend pats him on the shoulder. Mikey enters his block of flats, presses the button for the lift, then steps in when it arrives. He chooses his floor, then the metal door closes. Resting his head back against the wall, he closes his eyes. Suddenly Hannah's standing right in front of him in the pink dress. Keeping his eyes closed, Mikey leans forward and gently nuzzles her neck. The door suddenly opens and a guy enters and presses his floor.
All right.
Mikey nods. The other guy casually glances in Mikey's direction, then looks away. But Mikey's eyeing the bloke more closely. When the door opens for his floor, Mikey nods and steps out, only to find the guy behind him and Dino and Buddha in front of him. He slammed against the wall. Buddha gestures to be quiet. Mikey's shoved onto the sofa in his flat.
It's not as nice as your last pad, Mikey. What happened to your 1210s and your 60-incher?
I had to sell them to pay for the habit you gave me.
The habit that I gave you? You know what you sound like? A fucking junkie. Always making excuses in my fucking ear. Who took you under his wing? Me! I took you under my fucking wing. You're a disappointment to me. You drew me $3,000.
Look, I'm clean now, and you said we were square with that money, Buddha.
Really? Square with the money? Well, because of what happened with your fucking bird. I gave you time.
Look, I'll get your money, Buddha.
I know you'll get me my fucking money. Do you think because you got yourself clean that I would disappear? Nah, Mikey, I'm here for the remainder.
He presses a knife into Mikey's cheek. It's an overcast day at the beach, and Marcus is out for a run along a promenade. He stops and remembers. He turns and throws a punch. Now he's in a boxing gym, furiously jabbing a punch bag and doing press-ups. With his grey hoodie up, he stops and catches his breath. Later, Marcus arrives at his sister Heather's flat.
You start to make it.
Oh, Danny, honestly, I don't know where he is these days, man. He just keeps going AWOL. Stephen!
What's happening, my man?
I'll smash you.
Come here, for God's sake.
You with me and him go for a wee stroll, get a wee chat.
We're going to get him back in one piece.
Surely.
All right, then.
Cool, get your jacket then.
Thanks, bro. Love you.
Marcus kisses his sister on the cheek, opens the front door, then stands in the doorway to wait. Later, he and Stephen are strolling along a riverside path. They stop, and Stephen chucks stones into the water.
You behaving?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Listen, I know about the shop.
Who else cans?
Who knows? Too many cunts, that's who. A miracle you've not been lifted. Listen, you're heading down the same shitey life I've had. You need to change.
Oh, fuck off. Life is shite. What do you care about my life? Fuck it, man.
Stephen, I'm trying to talk to you.
Mikey looks at the new red scar on his cheek in the mirror.
Do you think because you got yourself clean that I would disappear? Nah, Mikey. I'm here for the remainder.
As he lies in bed, he imagines a crack pipe so clearly he can almost smell the smoke.
You're better than that.
He remembers Hannah slapping his face, the baby gurgling, then Hannah's devastated parents sitting in the meeting room. Janet's woken up in bed by the sound of knocking.
Alan.
Hmm. What is it?
Listen, can you hear
something? Oh, fuck stick.
Alan pads downstairs in his bare feet, then sees Mikey at the back patio doors, peering into the house.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
I want to see Mummy get up.
Alan!
Janet, get up the stair.
Move!
Are you fucking mental, eh?
Lorna!
Listen, I'm gonna let you walk away, eh? Do the right thing, son.
Look, let me see Lauren, please.
No chance. No chance.
Look, I'm sorry about Hannah. It's my fault the pills were there, but I never knew that she would take them.
Well, no, sorry, son. But you were never right for my Hannah. Never.
Hannah's bear of a dad lets Mikey go, and Mikey sits up.
I missed them so much. It's like I see Hannah everywhere. It's like I see her in my sleep. But then I wake up, then she's no there. Now I can't take it. And Lauren, I see her everywhere I go. And I might not be here much longer, so I need to see her now.
Listen. Oh, Mikey. That bairn's got to grow up without her mother. Last thing she needs is a fuck-up father like you.
Look, I'm trying. I'm trying not to use. If I used right now, I could make the pain go away in a second. But I'm trying for her.
Listen. I tell you what, it will be this. You speak to Tam, yeah? Try and set up another meeting. And see if we can sort something out, aye? The day is forlorn. Get yourself fucking sorted, you.
Alan sees Mikey out the front door. Mikey sets off along the nighttime street.
Mikey. I miss her too.
Mikey nods, then turns and carries on his way. And Alan heads back inside, closing the door of the terraced house behind him. Mikey pulls up his hoodie, then walks on along the dark, deserted street. Time passes. Mikey's lying on his bed and listening to music through headphones. He looks at his phone and hesitates. He pulls off his headphones.
Hello?
It's me. We'll get you downstairs in 2 hours.
I thought you said 1 in the morning.
Mikey, what have I fucking told you about reasons and excuses? Get yourself down the stair when you're told.
Mikey tosses the phone on the bed, thinks for a moment, then pulls his headphones back on. Later, he comes to stand in front of the mirror and shrugs on a black coat over his dark hoodie. But I've been home a while, now still feel boxed in. Nightmares of jail, buses dropping off at Sockton. Pigs still watching, enemies are hawking. Every day I'm stressed and I don't ever see it stopping, man. He kneels down, pulls a towel out from under the sofa, then takes out the machete that's hidden in its folds. Now holding the weapon, he checks himself in front of the mirror, then slides the blade into an inside pocket to conceal it. Then he heads out. Later, a distressed Mikey bursts out of a door onto a tower block roof. He screams into thin air, his face creasing as if he's remembering something. Under a grey sky, the city stretches out below. Mikey paces around.
You can tell I'm depressed when I ramble a bit. I've been anxious, stressed, but I'm handling it. Phoning my boy, let me sample a bit. Hands-on, paranoid when I'm handling bricks. I wouldn't trust cunts with a handful of shit, because this drug game will turn a good man to a prick. I just want to get rich, but It's road money, no ATMs. Stolen cars, KTMs. 9 buzzed in the jail again. All the same snitches getting bail again. Everyone's para, nobody trusts. Think our own government couldn't give a fuck about us. Vulnerable children left in the dust. We plot and we scheme, cause they can lock locks but they can't stop when we dream.
An aerial view of Mikey, looking out across the urban sprawl towards the water. Then a block of flats that curves like a banana. Buddha steps outside with Dino, his guy from the lift, and Stephen and Spunky in tow.
Good fun to drive.
Marcus is watching them from a distance. When the three older men climb into a black four-wheel drive with a hold-all, and Stephen and Spunky climb in too, Marcus shakes his head disapprovingly, then rides off on his bike. Later, Marcus is cycling through town. A train passes over a bridge behind him. As Buddha, Dino and the others pull up in the shadow of a block of flats on the estate, Marcus is still spying on them. Mikey climbs in the back.
Who's the Burns?
What the fuck are you like, a social worker? See that wee, what's her name? Salami or something, her used to jump about with?
Salma? What about her?
She's shagging that wee Irish darling, they're scoring the day, so you're gonna get us in the house?
Whose toes have we got to be stepping on, like?
Mikey, I don't step on toes, I break feet. Darren's one of the travellers bred to fight, and you can handle him.
I've handled plenty of cunts like that.
Yes, Mikey, that's what I want to see.
Listen, after this, my debt's cleared. I've got a meeting coming up with my daughter, so I'm done with this shit. That's the deal.
Mikey, why the fuck would you want to leave all this behind?
Yes, we're on parade, let's get paid! Let's fucking do that!
A housing estate from the air. Inside their kitchen, Darren's counting cash with a machine, while Salma weighs out and wraps up some gear.
That she's all rubbed out, go on.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Such a mountain doge at all.
I'll go when I'm ready.
Look off the fucking chair.
She heads out in a huff. He wraps a wad of 20s into a thick roll, ties it with an elastic band, then tosses it with loads of others in a box. Salma passes a guy cooking up heroin on a spoon, then opens a bedroom door where a man's doing up his trousers. As he leaves, a young woman in a dressing gown looks round.
The room's ready, Darren.
Darren carries his shoebox of cash and marches into the bedroom.
Get up off the fucking bed.
The young woman stands and scoops a baby into her arms, so Darren can stash the box in a plastic container under the bed. As he leaves, she watches him go. Buddha's black car pulls up outside, then Mikey's let out, followed by Stephen and Spunky. Pulling up his hood, Mikey goes one way across the estate, then the two lads split up and go another. The car drives on. Spunky climbs up external stairs to an upper floor flat's landing. Then he looks over the walkway wall to see Stephen keeping a lookout below. Salma's still weighing in the kitchen when Darren spots Mikey entering the block on a CCTV monitor.
Who the fuck's that?
Spunky to Buddha.
Mikey!
Salma answers the door.
What's happening, Salma? How you been?
Where have you been all these years?
Look, I'm struggling to get a bit wet. You're still doing bits, you know?
No, it's really not a good time for me now.
Salma, do me a favour. You'd be helping, is it?
Listen, come in, make it snappy, but I can't help people in my house today.
They head into the kitchen, where Darren's standing with a face on him.
She's too fucking annoyed at her or something?
Aye, we go way back. We were in care together. Hey, Malik.
He's coming down the road.
Spunky's still on the phone and keeping lookout. A guy in a fur-trimmed parka who's driving a flash car arrives and parks up. Stephen's still keeping a lookout at ground level. Marcus is cycling through the estate.
We come after an Oscar. A baggy sand sweet for that, eh?
Baggy fucking what?
A grand? Wait, you say that, you clown.
Listen, Mikey, you care what fucking decade it is. You've no got the 1400. Take a half and give me the 8.
You can come back with my money later, what's the issue?
Nah, you take your half, no?
Right, well, I'll take a wee tester before I bug you then, aye?
Mikey, I told you I can't have people in my house today.
Listen, mate, it's time for you to go.
Come on.
Mikey hands over cash. Marcus spots Buddha's parked car. The guy in the parka lifts a pet carrier out of his boot.
As long as you're up to the house.
Salma sees Mikey to the door.
So you never told me what's been happening?
I tell you what, Mikey, the next time I see you, I'll make a cup of tea, I'll sit you down and I'll tell you my life story, but I really need you to go now.
Listen, what have you been looking for, Salma?
He's in.
Hey, good. Come on, let's fucking do this.
Buddha's car speeds off.
Tea.
Fuck's sake, please, will you wait there for me?
She lets in Big T, the guy with the pet carrier.
You alright?
He clocks Mikey in passing, then opens the young woman's door and asks, how's the job going? And she replies, fuck yourself, pig.
Right, right then.
What the fuck is this, Darren?
It's our mate, he's just leaving.
Mikey and Salma go to the door, and Darren and Big T head to the kitchen, where the pet carrier is put down.
Give us a number then, at least I can get in contact with you.
Bye, Mikey.
Darren sees men on the monitor.
Fuck, Salma!
I'm sorry, Salma.
Buddha and the other storm in and force Salma back. The guy on the sofa gets his heroin thrown in his face, then a punch to the head. Darren quickly locks a door, then Big T holds a knife to his neck.
I'm trying to set me up, you fucking prick!
Suck shit to you, no one do that!
Open the fucking door there!
Listen to
Salma!
Dino appears with a sawn-off shotgun.
Tell us where the money is!
Dino leads Darren and Big T at gunpoint into the living room.
Where's the fucking stuff?
Fuck you!
Outside, Stephen sees Marcus cycling towards him.
Fuck's sake. What are you doing here, Stephen?
You better get the fuck out of here.
What, is this too dangerous for me? You got on that fucking bike, I'm taking you home.
Fuck off. I've got my own life.
Do you realise what you're getting involved in? You're not just daft wee laddies.
I'm not fucking bearing anymore.
You're better than this. These cunts are fucking rats.
And what the fuck are you and Grandad?
You shut up.
Fucking has been.
You shut your
mouth. You're a fucking shitebag.
Marcus punches him in the face.
Fuck you. I'm getting Buddha.
Go fucking get Buddha.
Buddha's other guy helps himself to a handful of wraps, then finds a cat puppet in the pet carrier.
What the fuck?
Hidden inside it is a brick of drugs.
Yes.
Buddha lifts up Salma's chin with the tip of his blade.
You could be fucked, mate.
You think so? Easy, Buddha.
While Mikey's searching the flat, Buddha's guy goes into the living room, glances at Big T, then shows everyone the brick.
And you, my wee Irish friend, where's the cash?
Mikey finds the young woman cowering with her baby.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Mikey, talk to me!
You need to get out of here now. You need to go. You need to get out of here now.
I never forget the face.
You want to keep your face, you fucking rudge.
Dino smacks his rifle butt into Big T's face. As the young woman packs, Mikey gives her a note.
That's my address. That's my address. You can go there. That's the keys. Just go.
Mikey!
Looking tense, Mikey turns towards the door. As his feet pace past the bed, a pink bunny rabbit drops to the floor. Mikey walks into the living room, where Buddha's guy's testing the drugs, snorting some off a blade.
I could fucking hear it.
Did you honestly think you were going to get away with bumping me, you pikey bastard?
Jesus isn't going to save you this time, you wee prick.
With his hands cable tied behind his back, Darren spits in Buddha's face. Buddha wipes his cheek. Mikey's standing on the edge of the group.
Did you find it?
The young woman leaves with her baby. Then Mikey draws his machete.
Hey! What the fuck are you doing?
It's no happening this time, Buddha. No like this. What, we involving bairns now, aye?
Right, you man, don't worry. Chill the fuck out. We've got to leave them out of this.
Here, Buddha, come on, we saw us cutting out.
Fucking rat!
When Mikey turns to Stephen, Buddha lunges at Mikey's side with his blade. Then Mikey swings round with a machete and slices Buddha's neck, Blood splatters across Mikey's face as Buddha drops to the ground, clutching his bleeding neck. Darren smirks. Shaking, Mikey turns the machete towards Dino, who's aiming the gun at him. Outside, Marcus sees the woman passing by with her baby, then Stephen bolts out of the block.
You're all right. Listen, take the bike and get here. Catch up with you.
Stephen grabs the bike and flees off down the sunny street. Marcus steps away from the front door. Back inside the flat.
I'm leaving.
Well,
my debt's cleared.
Mikey walks out. Dino turns to Buddha's other guy.
Find the price.
What about Buddha?
Fuck Buddha!
Buddha's bleeding out on the floor, his lifeless eyes wide open. The young woman hails a black cab and climbs in with her baby. She hands Mikey's address to the driver, then unzips her backpack to reveal Darren's rolls of £20 notes stuffed inside. In the pale pink light of dawn, Mikey trudges across waste ground in the shadow of a pair of tower blocks and Arthur's seat. Crossing train tracks, he pulls out the machete and lets it drop to the ground. Clutching his middle, he sinks to his knees, then collapses on the grass. An old freight carriage sits on the tracks nearby. As Mikey lies on his back, he has a vision of blurred spotlights in the dark club. He rolls over onto his side, his face still covered in Buddha's blood. With his wide eyes staring into the distance, he sees himself standing on the stage, looking at Hannah in the crowd. Baby Lauren smiles in her basket. In the club, Mikey feels his side, and his fingers come away with blood on them. Hannah stands staring at him. On the waste ground, Mikey looks at his blood-soaked hand. Then someone grabs his arm and shoulder and rolls him onto his back. Mikey looks up to see Marcus gazing down at him with concern. Then Mikey's vision blurs, and a faraway look enters his eye. In a pale, tobacco-stained sky, an industrial building and an old boat wreck sit in the half-light, as birds flock between them in silhouette. Then everything bleeds to white.
I don't wanna live this way, yo. I don't wanna live this way no more, no more. The great every year's turning me a psycho. So catch me looking round the pupil triangle. I'm licking strippers who are feeling for the purple. The prostitutes are bait, so I meet them side of my road. And I got links from Livingston to Glasgow. Drillers at the pen with a tag around the ankle. I'm paranoid for the 5-0, so I gotta keep the shorts in my teeth or up my assholes. I don't wanna live this way, yo. I don't wanna live this way no more, no more.